Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky podcast. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Min Young.
And this week we are talking about outreach services.
Yes, the most important department.
It's a big deal.
The big deal.
Yeah,
it's
so?
A big deal.
Absolutely.
So we picked this category because we think that they do so much good in the community. And we have with us...
My name is Sarah. I'm the outreach librarian.
And my name is Macy. I'm an assistant in the outreach department.
So we have some questions that we want to ask our outreach department about what they do.
Great.
So are you guys ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. So our first question is just kind of give us an overview. What does the outreach services do for the community?
So I do most of the adult outreach services outreach that we do. I do a lot of home deliveries. Oh, this is Sarah, by the way. I do a lot of home deliveries. I have about 30 people who I deliver books and materials to every 3 weeks. I do weekly bookmobile stops on Mondays in Sadieville and Stamping Ground. I also visit places like Brookings Park, Ashton Grove, and Elk River Apartments. I visit the Senior Center once a month, and we also do the Library Express, the lockers in Sadieville, and then also the book drop and Stamping Ground. And then Macy does all the children's stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I do most of the children's stuff if it's outside of the library. I take the bookmobile to some private schools that don't have a library of their own, so the kids can come and get books, check them out for me. That's about once a month because I go to a couple different schools. That's really fun. And now when I'm not doing that, I'm out at daycares. So right now I go to about 8 to 10 daycares, but I want to double the amount of daycares I go to in the next 6 months. And so I just do story times with the kids there. So we'll read books and do little, like, activities, like when you were, you know, a kid, like head, shoulders, knees, and toes and stuff like that, just to try and promote early literacy and form community partnerships. Sometimes in the summer it's different because we'll work with local, like, day camps, like through Parks and Rec and stuff like that. But mostly I go to a lot of daycares during
the
day.
That is so cool. So y'all are really living up to the outreach name.
Trying.
Yeah, we're trying.
Doing what we can.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's just crazy amount of trying to visit.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So many locations.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing our best, right, Macy?
Yeah, so I'm just curious. You know, when they see the bookmobile coming, I'm picturing, like, ice cream truck is coming.
that,
you have people waiting.
I wish.
That is the case. That's the case for when I go to the schools that don't have, the private schools that don't have libraries. That is like the funnest thing ever, especially like the smaller kids, because I mean, they're out there running around and dancing, and they're like, I have some kids that are like, it's the library, like, and so, and then they'll ask for certain books, and, you know, when we put, because we stock the books on the bookmobile out of the collection, mostly out of the collection that we have in the main library, and so when they ask for certain books and you bring them to them, they're just so excited.
Yeah.
Sure,
I like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a line, but I have regulars that I see pretty much every time I go to whoever stop. But I don't have like lines out the door, which I wish I did, but we don't.
Hey,
that's all right.
Hey, we make ourselves available.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
But we're here.
Yeah.
So. All right. So here's the next question. What are some challenges in servicing our community?
Again, with talking about how we don't have like a lineup on the bookmobile, just getting the word out is really difficult sometimes because it's, I don't know, not everybody, you know, reads the newsletter. Sometimes we have people that just don't know that we have like the bookmobile or home deliveries. Just getting the word out is really sometimes can be a bit difficult. And then having the time to do everything because we have so much to do. So, and we also try to fill in on the desks when we can. So we just have a lot going on. So lots of time management.
Yeah, I agree with Sarah. Like sometimes, you know, you don't know who your community partners are out there. And so then you have to go and, you know, Google or search or whatever. And so you kind of like this perfect thing has to happen where you find them, and then they find you, and then you can form that partnership. So until that happens, you know, there can be kind of a gap. And then with daycares, you know, they're only open certain hours, and then the kids prefer, you know, they all prefer the morning. Well, there's only so many mornings that, you know, we work, and so being able to put all of those story times in the mornings can be difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also wanted to add, we are always accepting new organizations for bookmobile visits. Organizations, we will go to, like, if you live in a neighborhood, we'll come to your neighborhood. You know, any sort of community service organization, we'll bring the bookmobile. So we're pretty open about that.
That's awesome.
We're pretty open with where we'll go.
Yeah.
Basically. So.
So, Sarah, I'm curious, like, when you go and to this, you know, you take your bookmobile and you go and park, how often do you see new patrons?
I usually see new people, I would say every time I go, I see another new person.
Awesome.
I see a new
awesome.
Person, and then I have people coming back from other weeks.
Right.
I mean, sometimes it, you know, depends on the weather. If the weather's bad, then I don't see as many people, but, I'll usually have, one or two new people in Sadieville and Stamping Ground. Those are my two busiest stops. I go to Sadieville and Stamping Ground in alternate weeks on Monday nights, 4 to 6, FYI. And there are new people weekly generally. But
that's good.
Yeah. But it's a lot of the same people coming weekly as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
Which I appreciate.
So this is always something that I really like to know about people's jobs, especially with working with kids. You always get some really funny answers to this. But what's your most memorable moment that you've had working with the bookmobile or just doing any sort of outreach? I'm sure there's more than one hilarious story.
So I have an outreach or a home delivery patron that lives on a farm with a ton of birds on it. And so,
like, what kind of birds?
Peacocks.
Oh.
There's peacocks and chickens, geese, quail,
oh my gosh.
Pigeons.
I was expecting, like, crows or something like that.
And they, so I'll have to, like, honk the horn so the peacocks get out of the driveway so I can, like, back up or if I can go forward. So I always have to honk. Or sometimes I've gotten out and been like, shoot,
oh my gosh.
Get out.
That's amazing.
I've done that. I also have a patron that lives on top of a really steep hill, and I can't bring the library vehicle up to the top of the hill. I have to park at the bottom and climb my way up, and so I always joke that I'm rock climbing when I come to her house.
Yes, so, that sounds like it.
Yeah, but
we need to record those.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, there's, I mean, I have others, but these are the good podcast ones.
I mean,
ones.
The exotic bird stop sounds like it would make for a good video.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she's interesting. I mean, you know, they're great. I love her.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, her daughter has a lot of birds.
Yeah. So. Okay, so what about you? Because you work primarily with kids.
So, you know, there's two. One is the first time, you know, kids always make recommendations, and sometimes if the book is really popular, I won't always have it. But there was this girl, and she had been reading this series of books, and the newest one had came out, but the library didn't have it yet. So I asked Roseanne, our children's director, if she could order it, and they did. And so then as soon as it came in, I set it aside, like, on the shelf for her. And so when I told her, I was like, hey, I have something that you've been asking me about. And she got so excited. And she gave me a hug because, you know, she just felt so, like, that it was an important thing that we were doing for her.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then kids are funny because now when I'm done, especially certain places I go, I'll end up being, like, swarmed with kids. They only come up to, like, my waist because, you know, they're so little. And so I can just pet their heads or whatever. But they,
like,
just,
Sarah with the birds.
Yeah, they, like, surround me because they all want to hug me. And then if a few kids start it, then, like, everyone has to get in on it. So it'll just be like a herd of kids around me, and then I just tap all their heads.
That's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I love that. Right. That's really cute.
Well, as they say, that is priceless, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So being able to, you know, see kids get really excited about reading, and that someone wants to, you know, share in that excitement for reading is just so rewarding. Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
I agree, but with older
yes.
people.
Yes.
So, I want to talk a little bit about our Express Mobile.
Okay.
All right. So we have a brand new Express Mobile.
Brand new. Yes.
Right.
It is
nice.
It is nice. Very nice.
Equinox, right?
It is a Chevy Equinox. Yeah. Brand new.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
So how much more busy are we with our porch delivery and using our Express Mobile? What are some things that we use there?
I use it for a lot of the same reasons that I use the vehicle before it. It's just a lot easier for us to drive this vehicle. I feel more professional when I go places, because the old vehicle had some cosmetic issues to it. I really appreciate looking official and looking professional when I roll up to the base house.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm going to the private schools, I always drive the new Chevy Equinox, and it is so, so wonderful. And like you kind of said, the last one had some cosmetic stuff, and so this one has some really nice decals on the side. It's really sharp and clean. So then a lot of times the community partners or the patrons can see that coming,
mm-hmm.
and so then they now know, they associate that with the library and with outreach services, so I think that's really good, too.
Yeah. It gives us a better look.
what were you driving before?
It was a Scion, and it was, the wrapping on it was really cracked and faded and ugly.
I'm picturing, like, the car from Wayne's World.
But it was not the best.
This one's bigger, too, so we can fit
also
more people if
sure.
we need to, and
yeah.
more supplies.
I find I'm maybe not seeing more people, but I'm seeing more people at the same time, like more people per afternoon, because I can fit more in there.
So the porch delivery aspect of that whole service,
mm-hmm.
to me, is astounding to think. I mean, literally, you call the library and say, I would like this, this, and this delivered to me.
Yeah,
and we will literally take it and drive it to them.
We will deliver anywhere as long as it's in Scott County. You don't have to be traditionally homebound to use our home delivery services. It's open to pretty much anyone in the county that would like to have library items delivered to them, whether it's due to a disability or an illness or lack of transportation or distance from town. I will pretty much go anywhere. I'm not afraid of those back roads. Talking about how people don't always pick the books themselves. Usually what I do is I get a bunch of authors they like and pick books based on that. And then I have very long lists of every single book I've given every different patron. And so I try to not repeat them if I can. And then now that I've been here for a while, I know people's, I know what they like. And so I generally try to tailor my selections to your interests. But I do have a couple people that are like, oh, I'll read anything. I'm like, great, I'll bring you what I like to read. So,
and then we can talk about it.
And then we'll talk about it, yeah. And then I'll ask you how it is.
Yes.
So would you say that service has picked up?
Yes. It wasn't really, yes, it has. In the past, I've been doing this for 3 years. And when the pandemic started, we didn't have, we had to completely start from scratch because we had some patrons, but we didn't have, a ton, and we weren't running the bookmobile. So I pretty much just started calling people that had used the bookmobile in the past, and then just kind of build it into more people and more people. And we have had an expansion in the last year or so, just because more people, I guess, are hearing about it, which is great. So, and I'm getting people that are different, not just like a traditionally homebound person. Like I have a family that I visit outside of Stamping Ground that the grandmother takes care of their four grandkids and she doesn't get to town all that often. So I bring them books and I bring her some books. And so it's real, it's fun to go see them.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, and then I have another patron that's on the top of, you know, way north of Sadieville, right on the Harrison County line. And I bring her and her son books because they actually live closer to Cynthiana than they do to Georgetown. Okay. So I'll bring them books and movies, and I'm actually going there today. So, hey, Sherry.
All right. So, moving on to the next question. What can they expect you guys coming up? What are some events they can see you guys?
We will be at the Scott County Farmers Market on August 5th. It's a Saturday. It's Kids Day. We'll be there all morning. We'll have the prize wheel, so you can spin for a fun prize. And then we're also doing several back-to-school fairs and events at different schools in Scott County. And then, yeah, I don't know, Macy, what else? Is there anything else we're doing that I can't think of?
Yeah, I'm just trying, now that school's going to start back, get in contact with schools. We'll be, like you said, back-to-school bashes, but also parent nights for daycares, so you can check us out there. And then if you're interested, if we're coming, you know, call your place's director and, you know, tell them that you want us to come, and we'll be more than happy.
Yeah. I do a Sadieville bookmobile stop and a Stamping Ground bookmobile stop. The Sadieville stop is at their playground, and that is on alternating Mondays. And then the Stamping Ground stop is at their Dollar General on the other Mondays of the month. So if you're interested and have any questions, then you can give us a call at the library. But I'm there from 4 to 6, so I'd love to see anybody that comes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, their schedule is on their website. Mm-hmm. You can go to scottpublib.org to outreach services, and we try to update their schedules, especially the bookmobile stops.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can check us out there and learn more about it.
And watch for changes, because there will be changes coming up soon. So keep an eye on that, too.
Yeah, I guess to kind of wrap this up, is there anything else that you'd like our patrons to know about you guys?
Again, we are always looking for new places to take the bookmobile and events to appear at. We would love to come to whatever festival you have going on. Yeah. We'd love to stop by. So, we'll just call us at the library.
Yeah, and, you know, not just, you know, nonprofits, but also, you know, if you've got some sort of, if you're doing something for like a big business and you have an employee day where you're trying to get them in contact with all the resources in the community, we can come to that as well. And then, you know, if you are listening and you want us to come, like you said, a porch delivery or something like that, don't hesitate to give us a call at the library, and the person who answers the phone will be more than happy to direct you to the person that we can set that up, get you your books.
Yeah, sounds like sky's the limit for you guys. That's awesome.
We're trying.
We are.
We're trying to do our best.
Yeah, I mean, county's continuing to grow. And
trying
we have
to expand.
Services.
Yes, trying to expand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
wow.
So,
Well,
all right. Yay. Thank you both so much.
No,
we appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
It's been great. Outreach is awesome.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely.
Outreach is the best.
All right, that wraps it up.
All right.
So until the next episode, please join us on our next podcast. So until next time, see you guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Min Young Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to learn more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org.